Thank you. Guys, for our internal communications purposes, you can just call me Pastor June, Kuya June, June. Doesn't matter to us, okay? You don't have to necessarily formally call me Doctor. That's more for external. Because outside this ministry, there's a lot of arrogant people. So it's good to have that title. But for us, it's okay. You know, we are family. You don't have to formally address me. You can just call me Pastor. Even though technically we're not really pastoring a church. But that is more like, you know, Pastor Steve, Pastor Manny, Pastor June. So that's okay. That's an okay. Do you know how discriminating our culture is? Quick education here. If you notice, when there is a conference, there are others that are called Brother Eddie. There are others that would be called Pastor so-and-so. And there are others who are Reverend and others who are Doctor. I always wondered, and then I found out, if you're a brother, that means you never had a formal educational academic training. Even though you learned so many books and you've taught in seminaries, but you're a brother. If you finish a bachelor's, you are called a pastor. If you finish a master's degree, you are officially a reverend. Isn't that how discriminating that is? God doesn't care about those things. Now, for a visitor, it's always good to give them the due respect from our point of view. We are a very respectful people. We don't want to negate it if we are dealing with an outsider who thinks that way. We honor them. We call them by their... But for us, doesn't get in our heads, okay? We respect more the calling and the office God places us more than all these titles that are floating around. So that's why I just wanted to make that clear for us, that internally, you can call me Pastor, Kuya, whatever you are more comfortable is fine. Now, in front of the church, even though you are peers, you are best friends, you would always want to call them Pastor, even if they are your friends, not their first name. Why? Because we want, in front of our church, we are honoring the position, the office. He's my friend. So even Pastor Steve would call me Pastor June. But when we are outside that setting, we call each other by our first names. So you know that. Pastor Steve, I'm of all of our leaders that I showed you in the picture, I was the last person to remove the address of Pastor Steve. He has sat me down and said, "We are peers. You don't have to call me Pastor Steve. Just call me Steve." It took me a long time because I respect authority. I respect the spiritual fathers over my life. It took me a while. So I was kind of the last person that struggled through. And when I finally said, "Steve," it's like, "Oh, wow," I said the word. And then now, you know, because what he was saying is, you know, that's natural for you. And I know I appreciate the fact that you respect me, but God has raised you up. It's okay to call me this way. Now, in the church, that's okay that we call each other Pastor. So there are, I don't even want to use the word protocol because protocol is a formality. But I'm letting you understand why we are saying that. Okay? When we're in front, even if they're your best friend, we call them Pastor. Now, I think maybe the only exception, and I find it weird when a wife would call the husband in public Pastor. It's okay to call them by their first names, in my opinion. But I've seen people that are alluding every time they would, it's their husband, but they keep saying Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. They don't have to, in my opinion. They don't have to. It's their husband. Just call them their first names. Okay? All right. Okay. I should not have given you that, number one, but I would like to ask you that question just to give you a benefit. There could be many number of reasons. Why do you think vision and values is so important, aside from the one that you already saw? Why do you think vision and values is very important? Again, it could just be a one word, a sentence. It doesn't have to be a profound statement. Anyone can volunteer. Stand for a lack of a, I don't know if we have a microphone to pass around, but go ahead and say, yeah. It gives us focus. What is the opposite of focus? Just scattered, doing so many things at the same time. And worse, First, focus. If you are not, if you don't have a clear focus, it makes you defocus, right? So in other words, instead of doing what you are good at doing, you are spending your energy on things that are probably not, are less important. And therefore diminishing your maximum impact. In other words, if you are good, if this is your main talent and gifting, and you're doing something that's not your main talent and gift, it makes you less. So focus is so vital. What else? Yes. It keeps you. Okay, it gives you the tenacity to move forward, to endure. That's good. Because sometimes a lack of vision... I know his family name is Naval. Ano ba first name mo, bro? Jonathan is a triathlete, a runner, ultra runner, a trail runner. He's so he knows a race. When you run a race, oftentimes you have to familiarize yourself with the terrain. They give you maps, especially that if you will travel long distances. You have to familiarize yourself because any wrong turn can make you DNS. DNF, did not finish. That would be your record in the whatever association of running group you are running. So you miss the mark. So imagine a gun was fired, everyone is excited, you've trained for it, you have endurance. But how many of them know your endurance can only go a certain point? And after a while, you're now walking. You see crossroads. Some go here, some go there. You're not sure where to go. You just follow where more people coming, fewer and fewer, until finally you ask the question. You throw your towel and say, where is this really going? But if you know your vision, it will keep you going further, especially when you see you are halfway. And when you see, ultra runners are crazy people. We have a number of them. We have a number of crazy people here. They run the 100 mile. That's 160 kilometers. And they have a belt to show you they did. And Pastor Ferdy, in one of his sidelines, I think in the next few weeks, will run Manila to Baguio. In 3 days. In three different breaks. It's 72K a day. 80K a day. They'll run. From the words of Pastor Steve, that is what cars are made for. But there are people who will test their humanity. Do you know Pastor Ferdy, the senior pastor? Do you know his goal when he reached the age of 50? What? How old is he now? 40-something, late 40s. 48, when he reached 50, he averaged practice about 15 kilometers a day. Warm up. Listen, because he is preparing to run the whole Philippines from, where is Congressman Manny Pacquiao, where is he? From Sarangani to Apari. He will run in 40 days, with the exception of Sunday, so minus 4, he will run in 1 month, that will bring it to 36 days total on an average of a full marathon a day. Full marathon a day, he rests. The next day, he runs full marathon for 6 days. And then on Sunday, it's supposed to be a break because it's a holy day. He is preaching wherever he stopped. And then Monday, he runs again. So when we talk to his wife, what can you say about this? Well, he better have a lot of insurance. He's crazy. So that's very good. Sorry for the digression. But the point is, when you know in running, when you see marks that you see, I'm halfway, I'm three-fourths the way, then that gives you the ability to move forward. Especially when you see very encouraging developments. Or at least prophetically, you sense in the timetable of God. Because there are things we do not see them very clearly, but we keep enduring. The man of faith, he Hebrews chapter 11, I forgot which chapter, they did not inherit the promise. They were sown in two. They were stoned to death. Did not inherit the promise, but they lived by faith and pleased God. They keep moving forward because what they only have was the vision. The vision is what kept them going, even if they did not lay hold and see the promised land, so to speak. So that is what happens. Even in the midst of a very adverse, discouraging situation, you know who you are, you know your identity, you know where you're going, and you keep moving forward in the timetable of God, whether you are just a relay runner in the first leg and you pass it on and you did not really see the finish, you were a part of bringing it to a close. Amen? Amen. So it's very important that we have, one more. Yeah, two more, okay. Lynn. Very, very, very important. Being on the same page. The reason why there is a word called diving.